Oh my God.
I really want
I
to
came up
story.
With this brand that I want to bring this brand out, but I don't want anybody to know it's my brand.
Mm.
So I came up with the idea to sign myself as a brand as a brand ambassador for the brand. God of mercy.
What?
I'll put it out there like
you, that's just
I was signed. New sign boy.
This episode is sponsored by GoMoney, a digital bank that allows you to, you know, flex, have your fun, enjoy, and keep things easy, basically. I know that, like, people have been having issues with using dollar cards, but GoMoney got you. All you need to do is download the app, get a virtual card or a physical card, and you're good to go. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Oshikaya Speaks. OMG. I'm still your host, Sonia Oshikaya, as always. And welcome back to the new segment, Gen Next. Today, I have a very special guest with me. I say special because Maji's music is actually special to me. Wait, I've already casted. So, what's up, Maji? Hi. Thank you for honoring my invite. I'm very grateful. And like, you're not feeling too well some days ago, but I'm glad to have you here. Thank you for coming.
Anytime. Nice to be here. I feel better now.
I love it.
I feel better now.
Great. How are you? What's up? What's going on?
I'm good. Just that some of my buddies are leaving me.
Damn, your shorties.
I'm not happy at all. All
right, you'll be back. They can't run for too long. They hurt this period.
Hot boy, hot cake.
I love it. How are you doing? How has the first quarter of the year been for you?
So far, so good. Yeah, it's going up. Not bad. It's been a bit sketchy, but amazing so far. So good.
I love that.
Yeah.
And how have you been able to, you know, just do your music? What have you been up to, basically? I know you've been doing music because you said you were not sleeping.
Yes, I don't sleep. I barely sleep. No sleep for the weekend.
Fair enough.
So basically, I've just been working on a couple of things, a couple of records, and probably trying to collaborate with amazing acts that I know that are amazing, top notch in their crafts.
Fair.
And basically work stuff.
Do you do anything with like music, or you do music full time?
I do other things. Work, when I talk about work, it's a bit boring to me, right? But I do other stuff. Like,
what do you do?
Other stuff. I enjoy traveling.
Fair enough.
Right. I enjoy traveling. I enjoy let me say I enjoy reading because I don't like reading.
That's cap. But you watch stuff. What are you watching? What are you listening to?
I'm listening to
Davido.
Davido album is amazing. Amazing. Love the album. Love the new album. And I'm listening to other stuff. So I'm listening to other type of music. I'm watching cartoons.
Mm. Interesting. What are you watching?
I'm living life.
I love it. That's how you should live.
I don't want to be working all the time. It's too stressful.
Have you seen the new Tom and Jerry? The one that was in cinemas for a bit.
No, I haven't.
I was always saying that I was going to, but I haven't. And I don't know if you see in cinemas actually. But what cartoons do you watch?
Yo, I watch Family Guy.
Are you serious?
Oh my goodness. I watch Family Guy. I watch Rick and Morty. Yeah. Do you watch Family Guy?
So the thing is, I was not supposed to. My cousin used to watch it at the time. There was a time that my cousin, he was obsessed with Family Guy. But I knew there was bad things used to happen inside it. So he never wanted us to watch it.
Yeah.
So because of that, I now started watching it.
So how do you see Family Guy?
I don't really watch it anymore. It's been long. I don't really watch TV though. That's another thing. Like, I only watch like a couple of series. Right now, I'm watching Power. I'm watching Ghosts. You don't watch Power?
No, I haven't tried it before. I'll try to watch it. But Family Guy, I recommend it for you.
Fair enough. I would maybe continue. I used to watch The Sims. Simpsons.
Before. Family Guy, I recommend for you.
Do you watch anime?
I used to hear the hype of anime.
I don't watch it. I'm wondering, like, you said you like cartoons.
I do like cartoons, but like,
you like it in English.
I enjoy cartoons, but the cartoons I enjoy are like cartoons with like humor. Dark humor and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, dark humor. Family Guy is your guy, don't worry.
Yeah, fair enough. That's great. Okay, so let's get into your journey. Wait, first, let me adjust my mic.
Let me adjust my own too.
Okay. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about you. So I want to say that, like, I know your story, but I don't. I feel like everybody has a story at the end of the day. But, like, I only know up to the, like, I know from the points where, okay, you are signed as an artist. But how was it for you since you started your journey? How's the journey been? What was it like?
To be honest, my journey has been very, very somehow. That's the word. I can't find the right word, but I can just say it has been somehow. Because, I've had this passion for this music. Yeah, like, when I think about it, I just take a deep breath and like, that may be this, right? Because I've had this passion for music right from when I was in secondary school. Right, that time I used to like clubbing my mom's money, right? Coded. Like, I'll pack it all. From the cupboard, I'll pack it. I'll just keep it somewhere. Go to the studio, record. That time I used to record trash music.
How do you know it's trash?
Then it was like heat record, right? But yeah, when I like reminisce on the records, like, this is just right? But take my mom's money that time, record, go to studio, play for my schoolmates. Everybody will be hype. Hey, Maro, hey, bro. And my name back then was Cheesy. It was Cheeskid. Some people call me Cheesy. I mean, Cheeskid. I said, Cheeskid. Okay. That time went to go, was raining now.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So basically, ever since then, I went to university. I schooled in Cotonou, Benin Republic. And since then, it continued. The passion continued. And I used to be an OAP too in my university.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, that's like, interesting. I used to give everybody hot gists. The whole school, like, the radio booth and stuff. I'll give everybody just play, and it's only my song I used to play. Only my, I will not play any other play. Even if your song is the hottest, I will not play your song. They, you I know, whiskey, love it. I will not play your song. It's my song they will hear. You understand? So basically, after then, I came to Lagos. Like, there's this thing I've never told anybody. I left Cotonou with 1,500 naira.
Damn.
Right, to come to Lagos. First act, to be precise, because I'm a very stubborn person. I'm a goat, like, I know the hair word, right? And this thing has been disturbing me, like, the passion, the love has been disturbing me. And I realized that where I was as a den in Cotonou wasn't where I want to be, right? But I was trying to explain it to people. It was like,
they can't
boys,
guess it, they won't understand
what I'm talking about. But you understand. So one of my guys was coming to Lagos, and I asked him, bro, I don't have enough money. Can I please just come with you? Just assist me anywhere you can. He said, okay, no problem. Then I left Cotonou with 1,500. I came to First Stack. I was hustling. Like, I was doing some boy shit. Do you understand? Like, I was doing some boy work. I was running errands for a producer in First Stack. A dope producer in Festac. I was doing a lot of errands, this and that, you understand? That
just
was
hustling.
Like, yeah, just hustling. Just, I had to break my SIM card.
Oh.
Right, because I didn't want to connect with my family.
Oh, damn.
As at that point.
That is deep.
Yeah, it's very deep. I didn't want to connect with my family as at that point because I know they would talk me out. Do you understand? I knew they would talk me
see
out.
See why you say you know the year.
You see? I will go to. So I got my SIM card. I'm grateful that time my phone spoiled. I wasn't able to reach my parents then for like 6 months. First 6 months, I wasn't talking to anybody. I wasn't communicating with them. Only when I want to. And I call them with a different number. And
they
that's
reach
it.
You again,
they can't reach me again. So basically, ever since then, I've just been grinding, grinding, grinding. I learned how to record myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've recorded a lot of A-list though. Mm-hmm. Like, I've recorded Scales. I've recorded W4. Back then.
Yeah.
I've recorded, Terry Akbala. I've recorded a lot of people.
Together.
Right? I've recorded them all by myself. And this thing I learned because of the passion and determination. Right? And I came to Lekki. I entered Lekki. First day I entered Lekki. You know, this pride when you have small money, but when you enter a big place, you feel like
you have arrived.
You have arrived. I spent my whole money in a day in Lekki.
I'm dying.
In a super one terrible, one nonsense supermarket in Ikate. I will never forget the first time I came to Lekki. I spent my whole money because I was just buying stuff. I was feeling like, this is the life I want.
This is the life I want.
Right? And afterwards, I was grinding, still navigating my way around Lekki, working with a couple of producers, and God of mercy. Then I was doing my low-key thing, and I traveled to Enugu.
Okay.
God of mercy. I traveled to Enugu where I know nobody.
Why?
Also.
To Enugu.
Hey. You see this industry, people will promise you heaven and earth.
Very real.
And you that you want to show the world what you have, you don't have a choice.
Because you know you're bad.
You understand? You know you're bad. And you want them to know that you're bad. So you have to do everything to like push yourself out there. Do you understand? Went to Enugu. Enugu was a waste of time for a year. I came back to Lagos. I was with Harry Song for a while. Right? I was staying in Harry Song's place for a while. And I was writing songs back then when I was in Harry Song's place. I was writing songs for Shay Shay.
Mm-hmm.
I was introduced to Shay Shay by Dr. Amir in Harry Song's place. I was writing songs for Shay Shay. And after writing for Shay Shay,
what happened there?
After writing for Shay Shay, I got signed to Dream Empire Music.
That was right after Shay Shay.
Yeah, right after Shay Shay. I dropped Time, one song like that. Then Dream Empire was like, this boy. Boy, I don't say you bad like this. So, okay, yeah, come. Let me sign you. Dream Empire signed me. After Dream Empire signed me, I dropped a body of work, an amazing body of work. Masterpiece body of work, doing numbers internationally.
I love it. Damn, that's good.
Majid is here on
Oshikaya Speaks.
That's it.
I love it. That is ridiculous, man. Can't tell what you mean. Like, your journey was summer.
It's summer. There's some things that if I say it, I'll just start tearing up.
Damn.
Right?
Let's not cry. Why are people in this place?
I don't want to cry because, honestly, if I start to remember now, there are some days, right, when I first went to Lekki, right, after my money finished in Lekki. I was staying with a friend that time. I was staying with his sister. Everybody was staying with somebody in Lekki. So when my money finished, I had nowhere to go. I didn't want to come back to the mainland and stuff. So I had to I stayed in uncompleted building.
Damn.
Right? For like a week.
Uh-uh.
Like, it was that crazy. Like, I was...
It is crazy.
I said, God, what am I doing?
You'll be asking yourself, it doesn't make sense.
I was making myself very uncomfortable, but...
The only place you had peace recording in the studio.
That was the only thing in my head. That was the only thing driving me. I didn't see any other thing. I didn't see it as a problem. I was just focused on the goal that I just want to record and make good music and make everybody happy with the music I make. Uncompleted buildings that running Eta Seketa up and down, right? And around that period, I got to meet a couple of people. I got to meet Optica. Mm. Optica is my manager now. That introduced me to Skibby back then. That time, I stayed with Skibby too. Who I never stayed with for this industry. Who I never stayed with for this industry.
I did try.
I stayed with Skibby. From Skibby's place, I stayed like 6 months in Skibby's place. I stayed 6 months in Skibby's place with Ashake.
Mm.
I stayed 6 months in Skibby's place with Ashake. Usman Ashake used to stay in Skibby's place that time. Then after, I met Maestro Sugar.
Mm.
I stayed in Maestro Sugar place. Hey, God, no mercy. This is not fair.
Ajala Traveler.
Kweku the Traveler. Kweku. Hey, for I stayed real? In Maestro's place for 2 years.
Damn.
I left home when I was really young.
I was going to ask, So when did you have the time to do all of this?
I left home when I was really young. Really, really young. I remember when my French teacher that time, Mr. Kofi, I'll never forget that one. Mr. Kofi used to give me high blood pressure anytime he comes like this. I played my song for him one time when I recorded one time. The look on his face. Like, come here. He's a Ghanaian man. Come here, go and bring your book. Sit down here. Do this equation. Do this equation. It was done. But when he saw that I was on TV one time, he called my sister. And he told my sister to tell me that he saw me on TV. Ah, is that Chaka? Is that I said, Kofi, come off of my face. Come off of my face. Don't talk to me. I don't talk to
I'm
you, please.
Dead. That's so, from that's has giving been me.
Amazing
it's been
so
crazy.
Far.
It's been crazy. Yeah. Definitely have a story to tell now.
Yeah, so.
I love it.
Yeah, so.
But you were writing for people at some point.
Yeah, at some point. At some point. Because I don't have money that time. I don't get money to promote my music now.
I feel you. It's okay. You understand.
Are you sure you understand?
No, actually.
It's paying me gone. It's paying me gone. Well, yeah.
No, it's cool. But how would you say that the writing for you now helped now shape you as an artist? Like the writing, you were writing for people.
Yeah.
How did that have any effect on you?
At some point I knew I was going to like, just like keep the writing thing on the low,
mm-hmm.
and just be me, be Majid at some point. So I've been writing for people that time, at least that time.
Mm-hmm.
When I was really young, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful in the sense that I didn't have exposure, and writing for them shaped me. It gave me this mindset that you're good,
mm.
you're good,
mm.
and you're somebody people would love to listen to. If you could write this amazing record, and people can sing it, and can be a major record for other artists, then you are something that people want to associate with.
Mm-hmm.
So it shaped me and it gave me the motivation to keep doing what I was doing.
That's really
basically yeah.
It's interesting that you said that, like, that really like shaped you.
Yeah,
I've noticed one thing about you, and it's that like you're forging your own path, like you're doing something very different.
Exactly.
And nobody like has that. So what makes you special? Like what's makes your art so special?
I'll say what makes my art special is the fact that I'm paving my own pathway, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to do what is normally done in the industry.
Fair.
I'm not ready to, like, put out music that is normal to be out there, right? I'm not going to do that. And what makes my art different is the fact that I'm versatile.
Mm.
I'm not just Afrobeat dependent. I'm like,
can do it all.
Hmm?
You can do it all.
My dear, if you hear most records I have,
I'm excited for
I have close to like 1,000 or 2,000 records.
That's what happens when you learn to record yourself. You just record it.
It's a problem. I need help. I can't stop recording. I need help, please. And yeah, I feel my art is different in the sense that I'm able to spread a lot of love and positivity with my vocals.
Mm.
Right? I can feel when I sing or when I put out records, I can feel the joy it gives people. And that's what I'm happy my music passes across to people.
I love that.
Right? That's I just want to pave my own way. I don't want to go with anybody's plan. You're doing good. I'm happy for you.
Good.
I want to do my own good and follow my own path.
They do my thing. They do magic.
Even if it takes me a long time to get to where I'm going to, no problem. I am enjoying the journey. It's growth. I'm not in a competition with anybody. It's all love.
You hardly hear people like speak like this. Yeah. You know, because nobody wants to do the groundwork anymore. Everybody just wants to do. And it doesn't really work like that. You actually have to do the work.
Exactly.
Like, obviously, I'm looking at you now and it's like, damn, you've gone through all of that just to get here.
You understand? Like, and people will see me, fresh boy. Sweet boy.
That's the way you enter that video.
Majid, woo woo. You know what I'm saying? I don't sleep on complete building.
Hey. That is just so ridiculous, man. Yeah. That's really crazy. I'm actually proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Do you do out-of-pocket things? You seem like a very out-of-pocket person. Like, you don't do random stuff. What was the most random thing you've done? Like, the most random thing you've done for your music? Literally out-of-pocket.
I can't think of one right now.
But generally, do you do out-of-pocket things? You like to do that. You seem like the kind of guy.
Once, but I can't think of one right now.
Fair enough. Mm-mm. Fair enough.
Oh my goodness.
Damn.
Oh my goodness. Let me be honest with you. I just remembered something. My photographer is a crazy person. He's out of his mind. So there was this. Oh my God.
I came up with this brand that.
I just got some money that time. So one kind of money that time. And I came up with this brand that I want to bring this brand out, but I don't want anybody to know it's my brand.
Mm.
So I came up with the idea to sign myself as the brand as a brand ambassador for the brand. God of mercy.
What?
I'll put it out there like
that's just ridiculous. I was signed.
New sign boy. I told my photographer and other people, they were like, this boy is mad.
He's actually so crazy. But I respect it.
Bro, that's like, it just came. Pa. Sign yourself. It's your brand. You have to sign yourself.
I didn't know the name of this episode is Majid signs himself.
Yes, so you have to sign yourself. That's the best thing, to sell your brand.
I love it. You are so ridiculous. So ridiculous.
Oh my goodness.
I'm dying. What's one thing people don't know about you? I feel it's probably that you're funny. But what's one thing people would not know about you?
One thing people don't know about me is I'm very playful.
Mm.
Not too playful. You not think I'm a comedian. I'm not a comedian. But yeah, I'm very playful and very fun and jovial.
Mm.
And I like to give people listening ears. I don't like to castigate people and put them on side. I like to give people listening ears.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like as an artist, everybody has their strong points. What would you say your strongest points is?
My strongest point as an artist is...
I hope we don't say the same thing so I can argue with you about you.
My strongest point as an artist is... Being able to pass my emotions through my music.
Mm.
That's my strongest part.
So you say the delivery, basically.
Yeah, the delivery.
How the audience receives it.
Yes.
I want to argue with you. I think it's your songwriting. It's my songwriting. I think the songwriting is so stellar. It is? So, literally.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's the
performance.
The emotions I put into the music that people receive.
Mm.
I think that's what's... Like,
fair.
You think it's the songwriting?
I think it's the songwriting. I think like your songwriting is just very, it's very Majid.
Mm.
That's what makes it special.
Mm.
I don't think you've noticed it, but go back and listen to your songs. You understand what I'm saying.
That's a funny thing. I never listen to my songs.
Are you serious?
That's like the thing I used to bust my head. I never go back to listen to my songs that I drop.
Why?
unless I just see them online and stuff. But okay, I never go back to listen.
So like before you put out the song, you're listening to it for a bit.
Yes,
I then listen to it. Then you put it
out, it's like hotel. Don't go. You don't go. Only want to listen to it again. I have to plan out on that one.
Yeah, fair enough.
Songwriting, okay. I'll go back and reminisce.
I'll go back. I already asked you earlier, like, besides music, you don't do school, obviously. You just do, like, music and then you travel on the side.
Yeah, I travel. I like to chill.
I'm
an introvert.
I used to, that doesn't make sense.
Abi, it doesn't make sense to you,
Abi. It doesn't.
I'm an introvert, then, but not introvert, child. Fair but enough. Introvert.
So you like your own space?
Yeah, I like my own space.
How do you create music? Like, are you always alone? Well, you record, so it'll make sense that you'll be
alone. I'm a spirit. Right? You think it's funny, Abby? Okay. But I'm a spirit in the sense that I receive some kind of signal from the realm.
Mm, from the gods.
Do you understand?
They speak directly to you.
Speak directly.
I love it.
Some melodies that people don't even pay attention to. You know, when you're in the bathroom and you fart, it's melody. You mess, it's melody. You do, it's melody. For real, if you pay attention to it, that's what I pay attention to. When
you fart, that's how you.
When I mess, that is a melody. Imagine you mess.
For God.
You understand?
You're ridiculous. But I feel you.
You understand?
I actually understand what you mean.
You get so I all get these things are like things we don't pay attention to, but I do pay attention to them. Because I'm a very like
every sound.
Yeah, every sound matters. Do you understand? But I don't forget the question you asked me.
How do you create music? Don't worry, I already on. I've got my answer.
Smile, don't put me for problem like this. So yeah. That's how I create my own music.
Fair enough. You just work with melodies and
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's great. So I wanted to flirt with you for one reason. You didn't add me to the smile video. Why?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Why? My apologies. My bad.
I'm annoyed.
I'll do remix. remix. When I do remix, I'll put you there.
No, because I love that video so much.
Thank you so much.
The idea was so ridiculous. It was refreshing. Yeah. I was talking to Cold the last time she was here. And then she mentioned that she was going to be a part of the video, but she doesn't know how to smile.
No, Cody's an amazing person. Cody's an amazing artist. Mm-hmm. I met her and I felt the energy. I heard her records and I'm like, she's out of the world. She's different.
She's very different. Leave I love Cody her. Alone. I love her.
She's cool as folk. And the Smile For Me video you were referring to.
Yeah.
Funny enough how my team and I came up with the idea to make the video as real as possible.
Mm.
That video didn't spend $5 on that video.
Can you see?
It was like
create your own content.
You understand? We just spent $5 on that video because it was literally every girl that comes to the office.
Just smile.
Just come out and smile for us, please.
Please.
Big shout out to my team. And it just goes with this,
like you said. Okay, maybe I have to agree with you on the delivery. Because then again, the song actually makes the video look so great.
Do you understand?
So there's that too. Like, just the idea from the creative director and then like...
I have to argue with you. It's not the songwriting. It's the delivery.
It's the delivery.
You understand?
Maybe. Something that allowed me... Right.
I sold out 5,000 in Mauritius. So. Yeah?
Maybe. It's the delivery. Oh. Maybe you're right.
It's the delivery.
Maybe you're right. Maybe.
Hey, no.
I mean, you know, Sha. But I should also know. I'm looking at it from this side.
You try to.
I have a case. I can make a case. Fair enough. That's all. That matters. I said the day we sit down to have a conversation, I'm going to ask you this question. How did you make Bittersweet? That is such a beautiful project. We'll be it's a body of work.
We'll be here for hours. Bittersweet. So before I enter Bittersweet, I'd like to say to everybody that if you see signs of someone being toxic, if you see signs, don't ignore the signs, right? Do whatever you have to do to be in the right state of mind. Don't ignore the signs. Is it that you let go of the person or just cut it off first. So let me enter Bittersweet. So bittersweet is my relationship problems, right? I was in a relationship, a toxic relationship that almost destroyed my creative process and almost finished me mentally, because there was this girl that I liked. I really liked her, right? Really, really liked this girl. And she just got out of a relationship.
Those are the worst.
You understand? Just got out of a relationship and I understood the fact that maybe she was heartbroken and stuff. Yeah, it's fine. No problem. And I was doing everything I could. Like, you know, I just got out of a relationship too. I like you. I want us to like have something healthy. Let me help you heal. Right? I'll be by your side to help you heal anything you want. I'll try my best to provide. Even if then I was like not really financially stable, I was just trying my best, hustling the stage, right? Trying my best and stuff. I'm like, I'll help you heal. Let's work together and stuff. But it was not like I was, how do I explain it? I was like a get back. I was like something she wants to use to get back at the ex or something. Like she was always making me feel like shit. Like,
women are wicked.
You ain't shit. Even if you try, I'm like, I will still be even very nice. Even if she talks to me rudely, shouts at me, I would still get you stuff. Like, I like you now. Why do you do like this? I will wait. Even if you insult me, no problem. I'm here. I understand. You are hurt. No problem. I will help you heal. Right? Yeah. I ignore the signs and stuff. But this girl was the person that really makes me smile.
Mm.
Right? She makes me very happy. And anytime I'm around her, it's like butterflies in my tummy. And stuff. Right? I was very vulnerable with her.
Fair enough.
I've never been vulnerable with anybody like that in my life. And
you'll probably never be again.
Nah, I can't never. Ever, ever.
I feel like that. Everybody has to go through that toxic relationship.
Never, ever. I can't be vulnerable like that again. So I was vulnerable with her. And I feel like she noticed that I liked her too much.
You show a woman that you like her.
I fuck up. I fuck up. Even got to a point where we were having a conversation and it became an argument and I was trying to calm her down. And I don't know, I never realized it got to that extent. And she started throwing stuff at me. Like started throwing shoes, started throwing high heels on. I said, no, pack up. I just told her, please stop throwing stuff. Let me leave. I opened door, left, went downstairs to go and stay there because don't go and damage my fine person. Please. So I ignored the signs and I was a fool for love. I was too vulnerable with her and he taught me a lot of lessons that it's good to be vulnerable, but just to the right person.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not good to be vulnerable. It's good to be vulnerable, but to the right person. And I felt she wasn't the right person for me. And she really scarred me. Gave me a scar. And
she gave you a project as well.
Yeah, she gave me a project. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say she was bad. But she gave me a hit song. She gave me an amazing project. Shout out to you.
I'm making my money.
If I don't block you. If I don't block you everywhere, block your papa. Shout out to you. You gave me 8 songs. No room for love. Smile for me. Oh, baby. Kudos to you.
Makes sense. That
whatever you are.
Tough love.
Oh, you see? Very, very tough love. Hey, Charlie. No. This girl should be shaking.
Oh, no.
This girl should be shaking, Charlie. No. But nice. It's all love.
It's all love.
Or hate.
Who cares?
Mado. No one gives a F. Okay.
But yeah, where are you at right now? What are you doing right now? Working. What's next? What's coming next?
Right now, I'm Kukuma single. I'm single like this. Single to stupor. I don't think I'm ready to go into any relationship.
Great.
I just need more buddies.
Right? Buddies
side. By my side. Side by side. I need more buddies. I don't need a relationship. I don't need love
just
right
buddies.
Now. Just buddies.
Strictly
buddies. If not be buddies, not
we not do.
I really do. Right? So basically, that's where I am at this
fair
point.
Enough. And with music.
With music, I'm all over the place with music. I will be in all your ears
very soon
this year.
Very soon,
you tire for me, but you will not tire for me at the same time. You understand? So basically, I have a body of work, a dope body of work again, coming out in a couple of months.
Excited.
I can't wait for it to come out. I have collaborations with amazing people that I enjoy their craft and I appreciate their craft so much.
Excited.
Yeah. I can't wait to drop the body of work. Yeah, I cannot wait to drop the body of work.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting to see.
Yes,
waiting to see. Well, may I trust you? Don't worry.
Yes,
but no,
I'm,
man.
I'm good.
All right. So look in your socials.
My social media handle. If you want to reach me on Instagram, it's Majid Official. Majid with three E's.
Three E's.
Yes, so three E's. MAJEEED Official on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, anywhere. Any other Majid you see, it's not me.
You don't use TikTok?
I use TikTok. Mm. Majid Official also on TikTok. See? But on Twitter, I don't really have followers. Who?
Even
like
those, follow.
2K followers. Was see following. We are growing together. Let's do it. Let's
I love
do it, guys.
It. Thank you guys for joining me on another episode of Gen Next, the new segment of Oshikoya Speak, sponsored by Go Money. Shout out to my Go Money family. And yeah, I'll see you on another episode. Bye.
Bye.